This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
The regular season already done for one of our local teams, the Roseburg Renegades, a junior state baseball team, winning their league championship for a seventh straight year as they head off to the state tournament in Springfield. At Thurston High School, the Renegades getting a first-round bye, and they begin play today as they take on Corvallis at 5 o'clock tonight in the second round. And we get a chance to talk some Renegades baseball here with head coach Tim Sestere on the program. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks so much for being here on the program. Have you guys, when are you guys taking off for Springfield? Have you left already, or are you still in town?
We're still in town. We'll take off about 2 o'clock today.
All right. So the team's headed up there to take on Corvallis. Obviously, another successful season for you guys. You go and win the league championship for a seventh straight year, and success like that, it comes with a lot of hard work. But really, can you explain how this team has been so good over the last almost a decade that you guys have been dominating that league?
lots of help. You know, the kids have worked hard, and I guess throughout the years, and especially this year, our pitching has been very, very well. And scoring runs this year has been a great thing, and doing what we're supposed to do against some of the teams we've been playing. And it's good to see, you know, our kids compete and find ways to win in some of the games we've been playing. So that's good.
You guys, as we talk with head coach of the Roseburg Renegades, Tim Sestere here, you guys did end up, I know you were undefeated in the league for a while, ended up getting one that didn't go in your favor there, at least. Was it just one loss in league for you guys this year?
Just one. Yeah. Thurston, and they did a good job against us. Get on the mound, dominated the zone, and, you know, we struggled offensively. But other than that hiccup, you know, we took care of business, and another successful league season.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a few losses on the year for you guys. A team that's expecting to win, it seems like, every time you guys step out there on the field. A good mentality when you get to the postseason in the state tournament where you guys will begin play this afternoon. But with a team that hasn't lost much, you always wonder, do they start to get complacent and maybe think that it's going to be too easy when they get out there on the field? What do you feel about your guys' mentality as you head into the state tournament here?
Well, you know, it never changes at whatever level we're at. I mean, one game at a time mentality. You know, the Thurston loss in hindsight was, you know, hopefully a blessing in disguise, and we got that loss taken care of. But, you know, they needed to know how to lose a little bit. Obviously, they haven't done that a lot this summer. But in a format like we're about to do with this state tournament, you know, if you want to win it all, you know, you can't lose. So we set ourselves up in a good spot with that first round bye, and just got to one at a time and win three games to get it done.
Three wins away for the Roseburg Renegades. Talking with head coach Tim Sestere of the program, they'll be headed up to Springfield to take on Corvallis this afternoon at 5 o'clock in their second round matchup. This team is the defending state champs from last year. You guys able to win it all. How many guys you guys have back this year, and how big has that been for you as a coach to have guys returning from a team that was very successful just a year ago?
You know, we only have a few guys back. You know, we sent a lot of those kids that were on that team last year are on Pepsi. So the returns that we have currently are Trevor Muir, Clayton Brelage, and Garrett Zimet. And obviously those kids have been here before. They know what it takes, but it's not necessarily the state tournament. You know, it's the other things that we do, going up to Clackamas and playing in that tournament, going straight from there to our Boise tournament, which, you know, years past have been competitive and won some, lost some. We did a little better this year, but two of our losses came up in Portland against some good teams. So, you know, we've been in these situations. We've played in these tournaments. So just another stepping stone for us, and another one game at a time focus, and see what we can do today.
Talking with Coach Tim Sestere for the Roseburg Renegades, a team built up of players that finished up 7th, 8th, and freshman years in high school, for these youngsters that are going to be up in Thurston High School playing this afternoon. You mentioned the Boise tournament. How long have you guys been making that trip to Boise for that Firecracker Invitational?
I want to say this was year either 4 or 5. I could be wrong. Maybe it's 5. But, it's a great tournament. It's a 17U tournament. You know, we don't have any 16-year-olds, so it says a lot about our kids going there and not being intimidated and just playing baseball. And that's obviously another big focus for us, is to play the game, not the opponent. And we've had to do that a lot this year with some of the games, you know, being lopsided and continue to do things the right way. And that says a lot, and a testament to our kids and to our coaches. So
that such a big trip like that, for the coaches, I'm sure it's a bit of an arduous trip to have to undertake with all the planning that goes into it, and then corralling a group of young kids, making sure that they stay on task and don't get themselves into any trouble as they try to have a little bit of fun on this trip. But going on that, besides the baseball, what are the benefits to you to take a team like this so far from home to go play some baseball?
Well, obviously it's the baseball first, but other than that, it's, trying to get those kids out of their norm. And it's a grind of a trip, and it's a lot of baseball. And the kids are tired, the coaches are tired, everybody's tired, and still finding ways to get up and go and do things the right way. You know, with the trip, like you said, there's a lot of expectations set forth at the beginning of the season, and, those things are set in stone, and we're gonna act a certain way, we're going to talk a certain way, and those things are important to us. And, you know, when we're out in public, we want to make sure we represent ourselves very well, and that all starts with a lot of our kids and where they come from and their families, and doing things the right way. And there's not really any exceptions when it comes to getting away from that. And they do a great, great job. And another successful road trip. You know, we were 9-2 on the road trip, and that was like a 10-12 day, you know, that we were gone. And that's the best we've done. So, you know, that says a lot about the kids.
Absolutely. As we talk here with head coach Tim Sestero for the Roseburg Renegades as they gear up for the state tournament, their first game coming up this evening. Coach, you talked about how some of the games have been lopsided for you guys here throughout this season. You guys have won a lot. You haven't lost very many. But for a coach, I know the goal is always to see the team grow from day one of the season to the end and be playing some of your best baseball here at the end of the season. For a team that's had a lot of success and maybe hasn't had to necessarily constantly had to work to improve and find ways to get better out there because the wins have been coming no matter how they're playing out there, how do you feel like your team has done throughout the year? Have they grown? Are they playing some of their best baseball here as you guys make it to the tournament?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, coming off that the Clackamas to Boise road trip at 9-2, and then, you know, with our season, and this is it's like this for everybody. You know, we get out of school a little bit later, and the Division II season got pushed up a week. You know, usually we have this tournament the next week, so not many of the teams, nobody does what we do with the travel. So, you know, we were put ourselves in a spot to play a lot of games when we got back from our trip. So we had eight league games, 4 doubles, you know, when we got back, and we went 7-1 on the back end of our trip in those league games. So, you know, that, again, says a lot about our kids and, you know, being tired, and everybody's tired and still getting up and playing baseball and grinding out some wins. So with the loss, obviously that's something we don't want to see happen. But, again, that's something that hopefully was a blessing in disguise.
Talking with Coach Tim Sestero here, we'll start looking at this tournament. You guys begin against Corvallis coming up here tonight. I know you and assistant coach Richie Charles went up, got a chance to scout a little bit, and got a chance to watch some of the other teams in this tournament. What do you know about Corvallis, and what do you feel about the overall competition in this tournament for you guys this year?
You know, those teams are going to be they're going to be good teams, and we just got to play our game and do what we know how to do and control what we can control. Corvallis, top of their lineup, they're very good. And, you know, we're going to have to pitch it well today and try to find a way to score some runs early, because they got some weapons up on top of that lineup that we need to do our best to stay away from.
Do you know who you're going to have on the mound tonight for the start?
Yeah, Tanner Marlin will get the ball today, and Coach Charles, Coach Yagi have done a very good job, like I said, with our pitchers, and you know, it wasn't going to matter who got the ball today. The same expectations are there, and he's more than capable of taking care of business today.
All right, well, there we go. The Roseburg Renegades getting ready to take on Corvallis in the second round, and so win tonight, win tomorrow. That will put you in the championship game. Is that how it breaks down for you?
Correct.
Okay, and then one more for the championship. Three wins away for Roseburg to try and defend their state championship from last year. Well, Coach Sestero, thanks so much for the time here on the program. Good luck with the trip up there and the game tonight. We'll be rooting for you guys and hopefully have some good news to report back tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Joey, and thanks again. And, you know, it takes a lot of support to do what we do with the community and our friends and family. And obviously, I could not do what I do without the help from Richie Charles and Connor Yagi. So it makes my life a lot easier, and especially this summer. And they know what I'm talking about when I say that. So a lot goes into it. So it's much appreciated.
Absolutely. Definitely a team sport in a very large sense of the word. Well, Coach, good luck, and thanks again for the time.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.